UAP News, the 12th of August 2023. It may have nothing to do with UAPs, or it may. Scientists have found a rock on the moon that is radioactive. This is nothing unusual on the Earth, so if the moon is made from the Earth as many think, this just is a little proof this may be true. On the other hand, maybe there is some more on the moon or other material at least some of the UAPs can use for fuel. There have been many rumors there is an extraterrestrial base on the moon. A UAP was seen in the sky by a witness in Villas, New Jersey, and the witness said that was not all he saw. He noticed a black SUV racing along and trying to follow it. The witness has no knowledge if it was a government vehicle or just an interested party hoping to catch a glimpse of the UAP doing something strange. I don't understand how recent reports can claim they found the world's first UAP crash. They could say they found evidence of the earliest one found, but many would not even agree with that. Anyway, it is being claimed evidence of a UAP crash was found in Italy in the 1930s. The exact date doesn't seem to be known. A witness said he was researching the crash when years later someone sent him documents which proved the incident was being covered up. He said Mussolini, the dictator of Italy at the time, demanded absolute silence on the matter. A scientist from Harvard who has become famous in the UAP community for his stance on UAPs, conducted an ocean recovery at where he believed a UAP had crashed in the ocean. He said he recovered small spherical objects which he believes were remains of an alien ship. The scientist is a V-Loeb physicist. NASA believes the object was a meteor, and there is the rub. Who is correct? If NASA really believed the object was an alien ship, would they ever admit it? I don't think so. As of July 2, 2023, it is being said Michigan had 40 UAP sightings reported. To me, that means there could have been far more sightings, because most are not reported. An official with the National Air and Space Intelligence Center was said to have admitted we are not alone on this planet. While 40 is quite a lot of sightings, it pales when compared to the number of sightings in California in the same period of time, which was 120. One of the problems for us who are interested in UAPs is the fact there are two reports made. One is for us common folk and the other for the important people. I have to wonder what is being left out or covered up in our report. Could the classified report state forget the common report here is the truth, or at least some of the truth? Maybe I have gotten too jaded over the years, but I am tired of all the denials and cover-ups. It is turning out more whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork. We need as many of them as we can get to ever have a chance of breaking down the secrecy wall. One whistleblower said he and five witnesses saw a UAP being loaded with weapons, and when they were seen, men in unmarked uniforms ran over and threatened to kill them if they ever spoke about it. This seems to indicate to me we have succeeded in copying UAPs, which many of us have seen enough to feel this was true years ago. There are some pushing the idea humans are only biological computers and our world is computer generated. They believe some alien has an incredible computer which makes us believe everything around us is real when it is only a computer generated illusion, and if we are not seeing a particular thing at a time, it isn't there until we see it again. Sorry, I don't buy this. I will admit, however, there are some strange things which happen on this planet which we are yet to find answers to, and they could be due to other dimensions interfering with our own. A claim is being made by a UAP investigator which states the South Pole is an air traffic control center for UAPs. The investigator said neutrinos are being used for this purpose and being sent into space. What I don't understand is the fact he claims it is being done at the Amundsen Scott South Pole station. This seems to say we are doing this, and if this turns out to be true, it seems to indicate to me again, we have been able to copy at least some UAPs. Did you know that one of the whistleblowers said that while most extraterrestrials are not a threat, there were a few races who have killed humans? One UAP investigator has come up with photos he said were from Area 51 and show an alien body recovered from a crash. It was said the photos had been hidden for many years by agents. It is further said we have been photographing UAPs and extraterrestrials for many decades. The investigator was quick to say the photos have never been edited. It is being said extraterrestrials are helping governments build spacecraft and also helping us with technology. I for one don't understand what is in it for them. They must see how violent we are, so if they are helping us, could it be to use us to fight their wars? Some say we have already been doing this and have made trades for this technology. Those trades were said to also be permission to examine humans and study them if they were returned. It is being said this has been going on for over 75 years. Are crop circles, the alien ones, messages for aliens? There is this belief among many UAP investigators. There is also the belief they contain incredible science if we can figure it out, and it could even be some sort of alien IQ test. An international panel is seeking to protect Earth from extraterrestrial contamination. I believe it is far too late to do this because extraterrestrials have been here probably for centuries. It seems to me with all the bacteria in human bodies they might be at far more risk than us. Will the James Webb Telescope find signs of alien cultures, and if it does, will we be told about it? If history is any indication, the answer is probably not. It doesn't really matter, because most of us know they are here already.